In Las Vegas, just before midnight last night, a celebration in true Vegas style. A huge party and fireworks display for the opening of the massive city center development after 5 years and $8.5 billion. The development is a 67-acre complex of resort hotels, a casino, condos, and retail space. The hope is that it will lure more visitors and more money to Vegas. The project is already a success for its 12,000 new employees. In these days of record unemployment, they got lucky without gambling. NPR's Ted Robbins brings us one of their stories.
Talk about happy to be working.
I'm smiling all the time. I'm just, hi, how are you? Welcome to Vidar.
Dolores Witherspoon, Spoon to her friends, is a security guard at Vidara, one of City Center's hotel condo towers. Although, in her case, security guard may only be a title.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Dolores is more like a greeter, concierge, and security presence.
They ask me good places to eat. They ask me about my hair. They tell me I remind them of Whoopi Goldberg.
In her cornrows and glasses, tailored light gray men's suit, white shirt, and black tie, she does look a bit like Whoopi Goldberg.
Security. Oh, you're leaving.
No, I'm moving with
them. Oh, you're going across the way. Okay.
Not that you'd find Whoopi Goldberg going floor to floor in a hotel looking for suspicious activity. Besides, Dolores Witherspoon is not a Hollywood story. She's a Vegas story. In the 11 years since she moved here from L.A., she's seen the boom when buildings shot up and jobs were plentiful, and the bust. In February of this year, she lost her job at the local gas company. That was the start of a rough time.
Trying to stay positive, trying to stay focused, it takes a lot.
She went on unemployment for the first time. Her income was cut in half to $266 a week, and her grandma got sick. She had trouble paying her mortgage and feeding her daughter.
I remember growing up, sometime we didn't have enough food, so my grandmother drank coffee, and she would let me eat. Kind of the same thing with my kids. When I was on unemployment, I made sure that my daughter ate. I smoked my cigarettes and drank my water. This is my daughter, Keyshawn.
19-year-old Keyshawn recently graduated from school as a dental assistant, but no one's hiring, so she got a job at Kmart. Now, Dolores picks her up after work in the only thing Dolores says she owns outright, a 2003 Mazda Protege, without power windows.
Because my kids know we have the roll down because it helped them use their motor skills.
Yeah. My motor skills have not been helped by rolling down a window yet.
We drive to their East Las Vegas apartment, miles from the glitz of the Strip and City Center. This is a new place for them, because Dolores walked away from the home she owned after falling behind on her payments. She is underwater. Her mortgage is worth more than her house. According to a recent study, 70% of Las Vegas area homeowners, that's 70, are underwater on their mortgages. Dolores is waiting for the bank to foreclose instead of putting the house on the market.
I don't see these houses selling. There's no house out here selling. I'm not finna be sitting up here, put a house on the market for sale when I still have to pay the mortgage while it's sitting there to be sold. Come on in.
The apartment is small but new and tidy. Dolores says the landlady allowed her to move in without a lot of money up front. Hearing she had a $12 an hour job with benefits at City Center was enough. There's no kitchen table yet, but there's a TV and football is on.
Woo! Look at San Francisco, 17-0. What quarter are we in?
On August 16th, just 6 days after starting her new job, Dolores Witherspoon's grandma, the woman who raised her, died. That knocked her down emotionally. But now she's looking forward, hopeful for herself and Las Vegas.
I said 2010 is going to bring some good fortune for a lot of people. I see City Center going a long way. I see it creating some job, giving back people their dignity. You know, we all got to start from somewhere.
In this case, that somewhere is Vegas's newest and biggest development, which seems to be carrying the hopes of the whole town with it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Las Vegas.